Retail banking has become more like a public utility. Even non-bank entities like hedge funds and insurance companies have to operate under the unsleeping eye of the new Financial Authority for the Regulation of Systemic Institutions, FARSI. Despite FARSI's extensive powers, the U.S. government is still grappling with the fiscal legacy of the crisis. The federal debt is now around $20 trillion, $3 trillion higher than the Obama administration forecast in its 2009 budget. The top income tax rate is 45%. The S&P 500 is down to 418, where it was in December 1991, a decline comparable to that between 1929 and 1934. The United States, it appears, is stuck in the middle of its own lost decade, with real GDP having grown by barely 1% per annum since 2010. We started out calling it the subprime crisis. It quickly became the credit crunch and then the global financial crisis. By 2013, a new name has stuck: the breakdown. The breakdown of the American colossus has fundamentally altered the international economic order. China's GDP in 2013 is half that of the United States. In 2006, it was only one-fifth as big. The U.S. dollar has halved in value against the Chinese yuan following a Russo-Chinese initiative to replace the greenback as the